Sometimes projects are difficult. In fact, usually they are. They require planning, foresight, working out problems as you go, experimentation, opening it up to more and more people testing it with you, and then ultimately a careful announcement telling people exactly what's coming. And then, well, sometimes there's something like Diskmaster. This is Jason Scott Talks His Way Out of It, a podcast about technology, history, and getting myself out of debt. Thanks to Daniel Boyd, Jeff Atwood, and the hundreds of other supporters on Patreon and elsewhere who have been supporting me and helping me get out of debt. While I was working on digitizing videotapes, making sure that different parts of the Internet Archive uploads went to good homes, and also arranging all sorts of physical deliveries, there was somebody working in the background to make a revolutionary project in the computer history and vintage computing space. Working through those ideas, implementing it in silence and solitude, and then, after a year and a half of work, realizing that they were at a crossroads. The project itself was in a very, very mature state, almost ready for release. But the developer had hesitation about announcing it. This was going to be terabytes of content put onto the web with a robust search engine that had a focus that nobody was expecting. And they were worried. What would be the ramifications? How would they handle press and questions and people contacting? And most importantly, how do you handle when things inevitably go sour or arguments begin? Where would all of that energy come from? So they brought it up with a number of people, including myself. And after 30 minutes of trying out this program, I made several declarations. First of all, this was going to be revolutionary. Next, it had to come out. This was not a project that should be canceled. And finally, I would not just be happy, but be honored to put my name at the front to take any of the brunt which may come down the line. I found out about this project at about 7 o'clock on a Saturday. On Sunday, it was being tested by a small group of people on the Jason Scott Discord, and by Monday, I had announced it. The name of it was diskmaster.textfiles.com. Within 24 hours, Diskmaster was mentioned by 3 different press outlets, 2 of which had done interviews with me. It had made Slashdot, Hacker News, and 12 other sites. What I thought would be true came true. If you were the right audience for this, and I think if you're listening to me, you're the right audience, Diskmaster changes everything. What it is, fundamentally, is a search engine, a browsing and research engine for CD-ROMs, floppy disks, and eventually other collections of software on the Internet Archive. Now, there are search engines on the Internet Archive to look through everything. But they're built for everything. They search through things like metadata, matching strings, the time something was uploaded, and perhaps who uploaded it. But beyond that, the depths of what could be inside of all of these different materials has nothing for you. It's not really a fault. With tens of millions of individual items, each one of them being up to a terabyte, there's just no effective way to make a one-size-fits-all search engine that will allow you to find what you need if what you need is truly specific. So Diskmaster has 2 main components. The search engine, which lets you both browse through CD-ROMs as well as searching for their contents, and a custom ingestion engine, one that's designed not just to split apart the contents of an ISO or a bin queue of a CD-ROM, but to analyze them, generate new browsable versions of what's inside, collate and present hundreds of different file formats in a way that you can browse directly. And when I say Diskmaster makes things presentable, I mean that it does everything, grinds through every piece of a CD-ROM for you to find. For example, music formats. Music formats have varied greatly over the decades. Something as simple as a WAV file or a MP3 is child's play now. But when you get into different kinds of mod formats or MIDI or even specialized waveforms that only played on one vintage computer, it's not so easy to find a player for them. Diskmaster recreates these as MP3s so that you go from noticing that there's an XM or an MOD and hearing it in milliseconds. The same thing goes for graphic formats. An Amiga picture, a Commodore drawing, they become alive instantly in the results. You can search by almost every kind of format or extension. If you're looking for Doom WADs, you just tell it that you are, and tens of thousands of levels immediately come to the front. Same thing for Flash animation, animated GIFs, BMPs, PostScript files, even the graphics inside of HQX and SIT archives for the Macintosh. And it doesn't just stop there. In the process of going through a CD-ROM, Diskmaster will unpack every archive. If an ISO contains 1,200 zip files, it will unpack all 1,200, analyze all of the files inside, and if any of them are obscure archives, they get unpacked and analyzed as well. This can mean hours analyzing a single CD-ROM generating all of the previews. But what this gift gives us is the ability to look at all software of all time presented and matched instantly. Within hours, success stories started coming up on Twitter. People saying that they had written a program in the 1990s and suddenly finding it, something they personally had lost, instantly, immediately coming back. There's one tweet from 10 years previous where somebody asks for a program, and then almost a decade to the day, someone says, "Well, Diskmaster found it." I've seen people using it to find their names, to find groups and BBSs that they've forgotten, to search for entire classes of items around areas of study that they're working on, historical documents, articles, specifications, and references. And because it's a search engine first and a browser second, Diskmaster doesn't care what the name of the CD-ROM is. The document you're looking for, the GIF you're trying to find a reference to, the version of QuickTime that you would really like to have to accurately recreate a program, might be buried on a disk with no such obvious name in it. There are many times that a CD-ROM, in a desperate attempt to build up its shovelware pile, just threw a little bit of everything into the miscellaneous bin. And in those obscure bins, true lost history can be found again. This is a revelation. This is power in our hands. And the ramifications of this existing are not yet known. I'm somebody who always tries to find the flaw in the argument, the problem in the mix, the potential for darkness. And of course, Diskmaster, like any finding tool, has lots of dark potential. It'll be possible to find names and email addresses and personal information previously buried so deep that nobody knew it was there. As a result, one of my first responses when I played with the system was to ensure that there was a blocking mechanism, a way to take things out of the search engine should problems arise. It's nice to think that we can have everything that there ever was everywhere instantly accessible, but reality and the human cost tell us differently. Don't worry, we're not taking down the adult materials. There's plenty of those. In fact, there's a search setting for just not safe for work photos. It is, after all, a textfiles.com site. But to focus on just one aspect, one small sliver of what's on this site, is really doing yourself a disservice. Within a week, Diskmaster had over 100 individual files browsable from over 7,000 individual CD-ROMs. And as the ingestion process continues, anywhere between 10 and 500 more disks and CDs could be arriving, could be ingested. There's even an RSS feed built into the system to tell you what's come in since you last checked. And I feel like I should warn you. If you go to diskmaster.textfiles.com and look at the site, it's got a gray background, a very basic font, blue links, and tiny icons, all of it reminiscent of a 1993 website. And this, fundamentally, is intentional. It's running on HTTP. It is designed for an actual vintage machine to be able to interact with it directly. There have been a variety of browsers written for older machines like the Commodore 64, Amiga, Ataris, and so on. This site was designed to make them work. And what that means is you can browse it on your vintage machine, see something that's compatible with your machine, and download it directly. No middle hardware, no conversion. It just lives in your own personal past. This is not how it was supposed to go for me. Usually, I find myself musing about a weird idea and maybe catching fire with a volunteer or an engineer who's looking for a challenge. The two of us conspire and discuss and come up with ideas, and then we bring in more and more people until that musing gets modified into a reality. 10 minutes before I had heard of Diskmaster, I had given it no real thought. It went from nothing to nearly complete right in front of my eyes. That is not magic I experience very often. I savor it. It reminds me that there's so much good out there, so many people working in quiet and darkness and in the fog, trying to make something special, trying to create their ideal. That this kit car, fully formed, with a revving engine, would come out of its garage like this, is almost unique. I'm proud to stand in front of it. I stress, once again, that 99.99% of the work was not done by me. I provided a few random suggestions, and I'm the go-between for the dozens of requests, accolade, fan mail, and press inquiries this has all brought. That's my job, the bouncer in front of somebody else's beautiful, wonderful nightclub. My hope, honestly, about this nightclub of vintage software is that it will inspire other subsets and niches to make their own search engines and directed sites for the corpus of the archive. Certainly, one of its biggest criticisms has been the lack of findability. And while I fully appreciate that, it's been my belief that there are entire sets of material, cultural from software and music and online experiences, that it's best to just get them, gather them up, put them together as fast as you can, and preserve them somewhere. Because by their very nature, they're sidelines, afterthoughts, quickly discarded in favor of the new thing. And I don't like that idea. I want a world where if something played a part in telling humanity's story, whether it's writing or visual or software, we should, in some way, do our best to ensure it can be found and referenced and contextualized. The documentaries, the presentations, the slideshows, and the writings that will come out of Diskmaster are yet to be made. But thanks to this focused, incredible work, this project, This growing, masterful project is waiting for them with open arms. This is Jason Scott Talks His Way Out of It. Thanks to James Bekoianu, Mark Pilgrim, Emilio Oliveira, Ernie Hershey, Michael Rubin, Craig Talbert, Dileep Reddy, Sean Kelly, Trixie the Cat, John Sturm, Eugene, Martin, Sembiance, and Anonymous, along with the hundreds of other supporters on Patreon and elsewhere, who have been supporting me and helping me get out of debt. Discmaster is spelled DiscMaster. Discmaster.textfiles.com. I have found my own name. I have found the name of people long in my past. I have found little pieces of websites and memories of my own. I have my heart in the deep piles of the Internet Archive, in the software I've helped upload, and the software that others have provided. As people discover from the hundreds of millions of files that Discmaster is going to index, those discoveries brought to the forefront, I think, will inspire so much more than simple little bits, simple little graphics from a time that's gone.